I'd never been to see the Cherry Orchard before. My first time seeing Chekhov's last play. Read about it, heard lots of people talking about it over the years, but I never really had a clue what it was like until I saw it on stage last night at the Tobacco Factory, performed by Shakespeare at the Tobacco Factory, the company. And the other layer about it was that it was the first time I'd seen my son, Ben, playing a major part. I'd seen him play in King Lear as something like the second soldier or second horseman or something. And that was thrilling enough to see my own son on a professional stage playing Shakespeare. But to see him playing a big part last night was special for a father. The other thing about it is that there were 13 people on stage, 13 actors on stage, and I found that a bit shocking, really, because any modern play I've seen hasn't had half as many people as that. And, you know, to be, this was an ensemble performance. Everybody in this play had to be good, or well, was good. But there was no one remarkable, stunning individual who then left you feeling that all the others were pale in comparison. No, this was a real group performance. The other thing about it, I meant to say at the beginning, really, I suppose, of this shower appreciation, is the physical theatrical aspect of it. Literally, if there were no words and the whole thing were turned into a mime, the care and attention that the actors had put into the part was just, well, it was authentic, it was real, these were professional people applying rehearsed skills in the most committed way. I'll never forget the pouring out of water, or was it alcohol, was it vodka, I was never sure really, but I ended up thinking it was water. The pouring out of the alcohol by the old man, the old servant, the one who shut up the house at the end of the play, lay down on the floor and basically symbolized the death of the old order. I mean, the care and attention with which he poured the water into the glasses. It's impossible for me to convey it in words, but I come away with a visual memory that I will never lose. To see my own son on the stage was, of course, something special. But it was the way he inhabited the part that struck me most of all. The particular nuances with which he displayed himself, the physical energy that he allowed to course through his body. Now, I'm well aware that that was a very particular interpretation of that part, and that the director, Andrew Hinton, was the conductor. Well, no, was the composer. So from that point of view, the person who was missing last night for me, who was on the one hand missing in a physical sense, but was present continuously throughout the play, was Andrew Hinton. I mean, this must be one man's eye on how to play that play. And he will always be special. Hello.
You're not in yet?
I am. I've had my shower now. I'm just thinking that there's a certain interesting frissance between the fact that today is Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, when there was a rising, and the new dawn is about to break, and also the Cherry Orchard, which was a play all about life hovering on the edge of being superseded by new life. So I'll just conclude on that note, because I haven't got time to say any more now. But just to say, it was the right place to be on Easter Saturday, to be at the Cherry Orchard, And those who know the play well will know exactly what I mean by that. And those who don't know the play well, well, can easily find it out for themselves. But it really was, the more I think about it, it is a real Easter play.